This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
We live in a male-dominated culture, and in our LGBTIQ communities, cis men get the lion's share of media, attention, and spaces. But is that more about our perception, or is it reality? The bear community is all about big, hairy, gay blokes, yeah? That's our perception of that culture, but women are just as much a part of the bear movement as men. Dina Curie speaks to Iz Cornell, a woman who is a big part of the Harbour City Bears, Sydney's only community group for bears, admirers and friends, who hold over 140 events each year, from weekly socials, dance parties, dinners and more.
I joined the club initially because I was looking for a place I could be myself, and the guys made it easy for me.
You can see there's all walks of life, all tall, short, skinny, fat, young, old. The bears, we take them all in. And in Sydney, also, we actually allow women into our bear groups. And I'm very proud of that.
My name is Iz Connell. I'm 25. I'm the first woman to be elected to the Committee of a Bear Club in Australia. I was nominated for an ACON Honour Award in 2017. And I've done past campaigns with organisations such as Don't Diss My Ability. And I'm currently an honours student in social work. I think people who go in and out of those spaces and don't go there regularly, they do a double take when they see a woman. And that's not really surprising because the advertising, it's men, the promoters, it's men. But when they start to go more regularly, they notice that I am in those spaces every week. I think it's okay to ask those questions and to ask why a woman would want to be there. So I kind of invite that curiosity in people.
Iz is a member and committee member of the Harbour City Bears, which some people may do a double take at. Isn't the bear community just for men? How does a woman fit into this mix, and why would she want to? Iz shares her story with us.
I'm the first woman to be on the bear committee, at least in Harbour City Bears, and probably in all of Australia. I started going because I needed a safe space to be myself, and I'm friends with dozens of the guys that go, so it just makes a lot of sense for me to go and have fun with them. In my lifetime, in my experience, there haven't really been that many female-dominated spaces that I would call safe spaces that I could go to. And most of the events that I go to, I'm a creature of habit. I tend to go to the same events. They're all either queer-dominated events, so things like Bad Dog, Club Cookie, or they're male-dominated events, like bear events and leather events. But people assume that because it's an event that has a lot of men, some of the things in particularly in Sydney that look like they're men-only events or male-dominated events are actually not. And one that really comes to mind is probably Extra Dirty, which is run by a bunch of women, and it's not a men's-only space. I go to most of the Extra Dirty parties. I haven't missed one in a couple of years. And when I went to the one on Sunday night, every single time I go to the Mardi Gras one, I'm not sure whether it's because I look friendly or because I stick out, but inevitably some interstate or international guest will come up to me and say, why are there so many women here? And at first it used to startle me, but now I just turn and I give the guy a bit of a hug and I say, why don't I introduce you to the women that run this party? So I do understand that curiosity. It feels almost like being selected for different sports in high school, to be honest, but I think it does come from a good place most of the time. And I tend to also bring it back to the fact that people assume that I'm the first woman to be involved with Harbour City Bears, when the fact is I'm actually not. There have been people who identify as women and people who are assigned female at birth involved in this club long before I came along. People like Naomi Palmer, who's now a life member. People like Zoo, and they used to help run a lot of the coat checks and do the door for us at a lot of our events. And we've had a transgender member on our committee before. So I'm really not doing anything that's radically original. I'm just making a little bit more space for other women who feel comfortable with the boys.
But bears throw underwear parties. So how exactly does Iz fit into an underwear party?
The one question that I tend to get, which I find amusing, and I have to decline every time they offer, is the boys will inevitably say, why don't you take your bra off, or why don't you take your top off? Because it is underwear. Like, all the guys are in their underwear, and so am I. I often wear a jock strap. I have to be careful what I wear on top, so I usually wear either nipple pasties or a bra, because there is that risk, being a woman and having breasts, that if I take my top off, even though there are 700 topless men there, the manager could turn around to the rest of the club and say, tell her to put her shirt on, because of the law. I just have to accept that.
I asked Iz how she felt we could make male-dominated spaces, which we presume to be men only, more inclusive for everyone.
It really depends on whether you want to make it even numbers of men or women, or whether you want to respect, say, for instance, with bears, you want to respect the fact that, yes, it is a male-dominated space and it needs that masculine energy. I don't see my role as being to obliterate or to diffuse that. So I tend to suggest policies, particularly at things that label themselves as men only. If they want to make it a little bit more inclusive, they could possibly turn it into things that are, say, men and their invited guests, and do gender ratios. So, say, two men could invite along one woman. That way, even if half the guys bring along a female friend each, it's still 80% men in the group. You know, I value women's spaces and men's spaces. I think that we need to be careful around the laws in New South Wales, which is why my club don't host any events which are specifically men only, except for perhaps the nights where they all go off to the sauna, and I just let them all do that, because as much as I love the hairy boys, I'm a lesbian, so I'm not joining them.
We're a diverse group as well. Like, many people might not know that we have a female member on the committee. We have welcomed women on at Harbour City Bears since its inception. We have always had a number of women from the lesbian community come to our parties and enjoy themselves. And we've got every shape, size of person, from fit boys to chubby guys like me.
That was Dina Keary speaking to Iz Connell from the Harbour City Bears.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.